Alleluia. In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify. I am Brother Jonathan Liu Rongkai from Ayer Etam Church. It has been 1.5 years since the COVID-19 pandemic hit Malaysia and the entire nation went into lockdown. With the movement control order in place, many people's lives have changed. As Christians, we understand that Jesus said that we are not of this world. Nevertheless, we are still living in this practical and realistic world, and we still have our basic needs to survive. As a child of God, throughout the pandemic and the MCO, God has allowed me to witness more of His grace, mercy, and love for His children. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Since the implementation of the MCO in Malaysia, many people have started to face many problems and their daily lives have seemed to turn upside down. Schools have been closed down and parents began to face with the difficulty of juggling between taking care of their children and their work. As companies faced with losses, some had to retrench their employees while others had to declare bankruptcy. As a result, people begin to lose their source of income. The psychological impact caused by the MCO can also be seen as more people go into mental breakdown. It is indeed the grace of God that my family and I have not experienced too great a change during this pandemic. God has continued to provide for my family, as I am working as a doctor in a government hospital. I did not have the chance to experience a loss in job and income. I needed to continue working. When the pandemic hit Malaysia the hardest, it was the toughest time for me as I am working in the emergency department as a frontliner. Despite becoming very busy, it was the grace of God that I can still continue working and to maintain my source of income. Not only so, frontliners have the privilege to apply for an extra amount of allowance for the government. Therefore, instead of losing my source of income, I even had more allowance every month. In times of calamity, when we think that we might encounter various tribulations, God is always providing for His children. Just as God had told Paul, He is also telling us, "My grace is sufficient for you." While Abraham experienced the greatest test of his life, he told his son, "God will provide for Himself the lamb for the burnt offering." Indeed, as Abraham had said, after God stopped him from putting the knife on Isaac, God provided the lamb for Abraham to offer the burnt offering. While the reality we are in seems too cruel for us to dwell in the belief of God's providence, and finding a way out on our own seems like a much feasible and practical option, God is right here looking into our hearts. Do not worry then, saying, "What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing?" For the Gentiles eagerly seek for these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But first seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31-33. Let these words of Jesus remind us that if we continue our faith in God and never doubt the providence of God, we will always have everything that we need in life, if not more. This is the first part of my testimony. Thank the grace of God. May all glory be given to the Lord Jesus. This is my first testimony.